content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Sonia Usech Kuhn of the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to another edition of Community Connections. Every month I will introduce you to people in the community who are making a difference. My guests today are Renee Martin, Events Coordinator at Quail Ridge Books, and Jason Jeffries, the new General Manager of Quail Ridge Books. Congratulations, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about Jeffrey. Jason Jeffries, I'll get that. He is the new Marketing Director, Manager at Quail Ridge Books, the co-owner and co-director of the North Carolina Book Festival, and the host of the podcast Bookin'. He has worked in the book industry for nearly two decades. He formerly managed a large bookstore in San Francisco's Union Square, coordinated literary events at North Carolina State University, and worked his way through college at a small used bookstore in Columbia, South Carolina. He has a bachelor's degree in creative writing from the University of South Carolina and a master's degree in literature from North Carolina State University. His wife, Claire, works at Meredith College, and his three-year-old son, Van, reads a dozen books a day on his Kindle?
No Kindle.
Real
allowed.
Books.
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you about Renee Martin, who grew up in Lubbock, Texas. She attended college at Loyola University in New Orleans. After graduation, she taught third grade in an open concept school for 1 year in Lubbock before escaping to Europe, where she traveled throughout many countries, landing in Greece. She got a job teaching English for 1 year in a Greek language institute, just as the government was overthrown by a dictator. She returned to Texas and earned a master's in psychology and worked for a social services organization where she met her husband. They moved to Austin. She was employed by the Texas Rehabilitation Commission as a counselor. She moved around a lot. Following that, she stayed home with her three boys, but then the family moved to New York and found that Northerners did not fit the stereotype of what she had been led to believe. After a few years, they moved to Raleigh, and she became involved with the PTA, played tennis, and became a volunteer in local politics. She was actively involved with the Blue Star Moms during the first 6 years of the Iraq War. In 1998, she was asked if she'd like to wrap gifts during the holidays for Quail Ridge Books. Well, books are very easy to wrap. She accepted. In 2000, the events coordinator quit, and Nancy Olson, the owner of Quail Ridge Books, asked if she'd like a job, even though she had no training or experience in marketing. She is still working as events coordinator. So glad to have both of you on Community Connections.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so Renee, let me start with you. The history of Quail Ridge Books is as rich as the words between the covers of the books on the shelves. Please give our listeners the background of the original and the Wade Avenue locations.
Well, Nancy Olson came to Raleigh with a passion for books and an idea to have a bookstore. In 1984, she found a little slot of a store in Quail Corners at Millbrook and Wake Forest, and her passion came through with the way she related to customers and to authors, and that was her driving force to bring people to books and to authors. When fairly quickly they outgrew Quail Corners, she moved to the Wade Avenue location, and called it Quail Ridge Books, and added music to it at that time. She was also passionate about music, both classical and folk music, local music, actually all music. And we were there until she sold the store to Lisa Poole in 2013. And then in 2016, we moved over to North Hills in our current location.
Well, thank you. I certainly know the Waite Avenue location, and I remember how sad many people were that it was so comfortable there. So, Jason, would you pick up and describe the lay of the land of the newest location on Lassiter Mill Road? The building has quite an interesting shape to it, and I'm wondering about that spiral staircase. Where does it lead?
Sure thing. So our new location is in North Hills Shopping Center on Lassiter Mill Road, and it is one of the most incredible bookstores I've ever been in. If you walk through our door, immediately to the left is our Southern Literature section, and we take pride in featuring all of our local Southern authors and try to showcase them the best that we can. To the right, we have one of the greatest children's sections of any independent bookstore I've ever been in. And then the rest of the first floor is our events space, where we have authors come and do readings, and sometimes we have workshops. Our literature section, and then we have other sections on the arts and comic books and graphic novels. But then we have that spiral staircase you mentioned, and that leads up to our second floor, where we have a reading nook with some comfortable chairs against the wall. We have magazines, we have a travel section, some sociology sections, and then to the right you'll hit a swinging gate, and if you go through that gate you will see all of the desks where Renee and I and all of our lovely colleagues work.
Okay. So I understand that you didn't work with Nancy, but you knew Nancy Olson. So would you share a memory that you had with her? And Renee, would you do the same?
Yeah, my memory of Nancy is, as a customer, I went to graduate school at North Carolina State University, as you mentioned when you were introducing me, and thank you for that lovely introduction. I always came in, and Nancy would, you know, be hand-selling wonderful books and was always a presence in the store. But in 2014, when I was hired to run the North Carolina Literary Festival for North Carolina State University, Nancy and Renee, because they knew all of our wonderful North Carolina authors and authors that I did not know at the time, they both served in an advisory capacity for me.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think anyone who's met Nancy cannot remember her smile, and her whole face lit up, and she made every person that she encountered feel like they were her friend. And she treated everybody that way, customers, employees, authors. She championed many authors. Charles Frazier and Ron Rash, she really helped them and many other people. She is also one of the funniest people, and I have often said that if she hadn't been a bookstore owner, she would have been a stand-up comic.
Absolutely, I agree. She was quick-witted, on the spot.
And not afraid to say what she thought.
Yes, she never held back. And I know that not only was she the owner and a host and the lover of books, but she loved children and championed for them as well with books.
Yes, she Books for Kids. She founded Books for Kids with Margaret Marin and several other local authors, and just gave thousands of dollars of books to these kids.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad, personally, that they're books and not digital books.
Yeah. Well, when she started that, there weren't digital books, I don't think.
Okay, so now we're coming to the new general manager. And I would like to ask you to describe the nature of your new position and the vision that you have for Quail Ridge Books.
Sure thing. My vision is to make Quail Ridge Books the best independent bookstore in the USA, and I really think that we are already in that conversation because of the wonderful work that Nancy did for many, many years and that Renee and others have done since then. North Carolina is fortunate in that we are one of the best states for writers and for readers and appreciators of literature. And we're never going to be New York and we're never going to be San Francisco, but there's no reason that we can't be Portland or Minneapolis or one of these other cities that are known for their fantastic literary reputations. So when I came to Quail Ridge Books, the first thing I did was revamp our website to make it easier to navigate and understand so we could feature the wonderful books and signed books and events that we have. And then from there, I started a podcast, which features, it's called Bookin', and it features a different author interview every week. And also, as you mentioned in my introduction, I'm the co-owner and co-director of the North Carolina Book Festival, which gives Raleigh an annual event that celebrates literature and the act of reading. And we also started an arts and lecture series at Quail Ridge Books, which is a subscription series that features three well-known authors, or some who are not well-known, but who we believe in putting our weight behind as a bookstore. All of these things kind of come together to me to feature Raleigh as a destination for writers and readers, with Quail Ridge Books at the hub. And my goal is to have some of our writer friends who don't live in Raleigh but come here for events visit and decide to stay here or move here, whether they are trying to get a job at North Carolina State University, which has the only MFA in creative writing program in the Triangle, or they just, you know, like being here. I envision Raleigh as the next great literary city to live in.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you're heading this up now, because you seem to have a lot of innovative ideas, and technologically, you're probably guru next to me. But then again, everybody is. But it's good that you're able to use that talent and skill. So now, let's talk a little bit about the guests that you invite, Renee, the events programs that you organize and oversee. And please don't forget to mention the book clubs and the biannual book bash. And that's another place where I guess it was Nancy's idea to give away a bag of books. I personally won a bag of books. shared them with my club people. So then we had to read a book for book club, and I went to the library to get one because somebody had my copy. Anyway, tell us about the guests that you had.
We have a wide variety of authors who come to the store and people, fiction, nonfiction, nationally, internationally, well-known, local authors. We have for your book of
regarding my son.
Yes, we did have that. That was at the old store.
Yes, 2014.
You remember
Richard Krawick? Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yes, he came to introduce me.
That's right. Yeah. We definitely want to support local authors. As I've mentioned earlier, the mission of the store is to connect customers and books and authors. And we also, as you mentioned, host other events where people can learn about books. We can talk about books, such as the Book Club Bash. We have 15 book clubs that the store sponsors, from politics, science fiction, mystery, understanding the Mideast,
fiction, singles.
Well-read Black Girl is a new one that has recently started. Literary horror, YA for adults, classics, Tolkien. Lots. So there's something for everybody. And all of these book clubs are open to the public. So you're right. Welcome to come at any time.
And there's a new series with our poet laureate talking about
James Baldwin.
James Baldwin, of course. I forgot the name.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, of
yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So yes. That I came to the first one, and I think I'll be around to come to the second one.
It was a four-part.
Yeah, very well attended. Mm-hmm. So that's one to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, as you know, this program is intended for the blind and print impaired. And in order to include people who are in that particular category, tell us what the bookstore does and has for people who are blind and print impaired.
Sure thing. So we have a great selection of large print books and audiobooks for sale in our store. Coupled with that, there is a fantastic service called Libro.fm audiobooks that we partner with. So you can go to the website Libro.fm, and actually you can go to Libro.fm/redeem/bookin, B-O-O-K-I-N, and get 3 months of audiobooks for the price of one, which I believe is $14.99. And what Libro does is they give you audiobooks that you can download or stream over the internet, but instead of giving the money to Amazon, which is what Audible, the other audiobook company, does, they give it to independent bookstore that you select. So when you sign up for your account, you select Quail Ridge Books, and then they support us in turn of our supporting them. So this is a fantastic way to get audiobooks and support our bookstore. Further, we have events that folks can attend and listen to authors, and we have the podcast that I mentioned earlier, Bookin, which features about a half an hour long author interview every week, so you can listen to authors speak about their books. Further, as I mentioned, the first thing I did when I started working at Quail Ridge Books was rebuild the website from scratch. And I know a lot of folks with visual impairments or folks who are blind rely on text-to-narration type of programs to read websites aloud. And so I think that we made our website easier to understand and flow for programs like that.
Do you have anything in Braille?
I don't believe we do, but we are always able to special order things, and it takes between 1 and 5 days to get things into our store.
And just repeat that website again and spell Libro.
www.libro.fm and then a /redeem/bookin. And that will get you 3 books for the price of one, which is $14.99, and ensure that you're supporting independent bookstores and Quail Ridge Books in the process.
Good. Thank you. That's really good information. I'm glad you said it slowly.
It's a fabulous service.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. Well, I have a 3-part question for both of you to participate in. Jump right into the one that you want. Okay. So what is the state of the indie bookstores in today's click and buy society? Where does Quail Ridge Books rank among the indies? And how does the Kindle compare to the touch and smell of the pages of a book which is a wonderful gift?
Sure, I'll jump right in here. The state of indie bookstores in today's click-and-buy society. You know, there was a time 10 or 15 years ago when people were worried about Amazon and similar stores taking over for bookstores, and, you know, the large chain Borders went bankrupt. Since then, actually what has happened is that indie bookstore sales have risen and have done very well because there are less big box retail stores to compete with, and people tend to want to support the members of their community, and I'll come back to that in a minute. Where does Quail Ridge Books rank among the indies? I'd say number three. I think that we're a great independent bookstore. You know, there are several in the country. There's, you know, Book People in Austin, Texas. There's Books, Inc. in San Francisco. There's several great stores in Boston. I don't think that we will ever be able to compete with The Strand in New York and Powell's in Portland, Oregon. But I think that we can be right there in the conversation for number three. And that's my goal, at least tied for number three. And I have to mention that we have several other fantastic indie bookstores right here in our region. We have Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill and Regulator in Durham and Page 158 Books in Wake Forest. And these stores are our friends, not our competitors.
How about Asheville?
McIntyre's as well. Oh, yeah, Malaprops in Nashville. We love them. North Carolina, you know, I think I recently interviewed Ann Patchett, the author who has a new book called The Dutch House coming out. And she told me that David Sedaris, another author who she is friends with, David's from Raleigh, of course, told her that you could do a whole book tour as an author in the state of North Carolina alone because of all of our wonderful bookstores. And that's such a great thing for those of us who live here. The third part of your question, how does the Kindle compare to the touch and smell of the pages of a book? It doesn't, because you're comparing an electronic object with a technology, a book that has been around for thousands and thousands of years, you know, in some form, whether you're talking about tablets, you know, writing on the walls of a cave, etc. The written word is and picture has been around forever. Now, I think the most important distinction to draw between the Kindle and a printed book is that, look, Amazon made $12 billion last year, and they did not pay a single cent in taxes. So when you're spending your money on Amazon, you may be winning a little bit in the short term, but in the long term, you're doing much larger damage to society. Quail Ridge Books, you know, we pay taxes. We're staffed by members of your community. Our tax money that we pay goes to support your police, your ambulances, your firemen, your schools, your roads, your community infrastructures. So when you're buying a book on the Kindle, it may seem like a short-term convenience, but you're really doing a lot of damage to your community in the long term. And I think that regardless of the differences in the technology, that's an important distinction that we need to draw.
So should we be worried about people who do write books? Are they discouraged by the situation of the technology? Do your authors ever comment on how they feel about it?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, the technology is really just as if you're reading something on a computer screen, right? So as far as a writer, I think that translating the medium to one thing or another really isn't that large of a difference. Where the difference is concerned is that you have a book as an object when you go to print, which sits on a bookshelf, which looks nice, which has a nice cover on it. It's something that you associate memories with when you see it on your bookshelf or when you pass it in a store. It's something that you can sign and hand off to people who appreciate your work and come to see you read from it. I think that there's just a lot more of a community interaction involved with the book as an object than there is with technology.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead, please.
I think people feel or that Kindle has become synonymous with a digital book. And as Jason was saying, Kindle is the Amazon's avenue for selling digital books. There are other options, the Barnes & Noble Nook and the American booksellers still have the Kobo. So there are other avenues for getting digital books. We're not against digital books per se. It's getting them on your Kindle through Amazon, supporting Amazon.
Yeah. They're just taking over everything. all right. So now, Renee, why don't you talk about some of the more famous and infamous guests you've had?
Well, on the question you gave me, you had who was the most. And that was a pretty hard question. I did have to put Madeleine Albright as the most famous and most memorable to me. And I would contrast her to an author we have, which I will not name, who was probably one of the most infamous because she demanded the store be at 65 degrees and wanted this brand of soda and this kind of lemon water and just went on and on and on about what she wanted. In contrast to Madeleine Albright, when I asked her if she would like anything, she said, "Oh, a glass of water would be lovely."
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, other amazing people we've had or hosted are Jimmy Carter and Gloria Steinem. Oh, here's a good contrast of famous and infamous, Elizabeth Edwards and John Edwards, her husband.
Uh-huh.
We had Cokie Roberts. I was just looking back since I was thinking about her yesterday.
Just lost her.
Yeah. Of course, David Sedaris, Tommy DiPaolo, children's lots. We've had lots of just all the great children's authors and adult authors.
How about Edith Perlman? Edith Perlman? Don't remember her? Short story book?
Oh, yes. Of course. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really loved her.
Yes.
She would probably just ask for a glass of water,
yes,
too.
Yes. Most people are really very gracious.
Okay. So we are coming pretty much close to the end of this program, and I want to thank you both, and I want to ask Jason if you would talk a little about the next North Carolina Book Festival and tell us about Quail Ridge Books again, the location, and the holidays are coming. It's a good place to find a gift.
Absolutely. The next North Carolina Book Festival is February 21st through 23rd, and locations vary from North Carolina State University's Hunt Library to Quail Ridge Books to several venues downtown like HQ, Raleigh, Kings, and Neptune's. More information about that can be found at www.ncbookfestival.com. The bookstore's location is at 4209/100 Lassiter Mill Road in Raleigh, and that's zip code 27609. And as you mentioned, the holidays are coming up, and we will have so many fun things going on. We'll be featuring all of our booksellers' best books of the year, and it's generally a great time to come see the books that you missed over the course of the year and to find books for your family, friends, and loved ones.
Okay, so Renee, would you like to add anything or tell us who is on the calendar, one or two people right now?
Unfortunately, several of our really big authors have already sold out. Randall Monroe is here tonight. Ann Patchett is coming at the end of October. Cassandra King Conroy is going to be here, Pat Conroy's widow.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both for being here. And thank you for spending this last half hour with me and Community Connections. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments, questions, or would like to be a sponsor of Community Connections, please call 919-832-5133.